Now, the latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
With Jayden Forster.
Jayden, good morning to you. Before we go any further, I've got a little special something for you, Jayden. And it goes a little bit like this.
Happy birthday to you.
How are you going, Jayden?
I'm very well, thank you, Dave. You're very astute. I was hoping that that might slip under the radar, but yes, I'm very well. Thank you for that.
No, not a chance with Facebook. Hey, look, some serious things happening. Let's talk about Johnny Depp. He's returning to the courtroom. I feel sorry for him, actually.
Yeah, well, he's returning to the courtroom for a completely separate matter to what we've been talking about for the last month or so. This is another case where he's going to be fighting some claims of assault and threats against a male crew member, apparently on the set of a movie that he was filming in 2018 called The City of Lies. And surprisingly, he's actually got the same lawyer, the female lawyer that defended him in his defamation trial as part of his legal team defending him for this particular case. And, you know, why wouldn't you? If you've got another court case coming up, of course you'd put her in. She performed spectacularly in his defamation trial. So he's got her in there. She won't be the main lawyer as part of that sort of trial, but she's certainly in there as part of that team. And he may not even testify. But look, you know, regardless, I'm sure we'll be talking about this case when it gets underway on the 15th of July, which ironically and coincidentally is the same day that he will be releasing his new album with his good mate Jeff Beck. So okay. There's a lot going on for Johnny Depp in July.
There is a lot going on with Johnny Depp. Exactly right. Look, Ozzy Osbourne, this is flying under the radar with me. I mean, normally an old rocker like that, I'd know something about this, but he's recovering after major operation.
Yeah, this happened on Tuesday, very, very early Tuesday morning our time, and it's a rather peculiar situation because for some reason they don't really want to tell anybody what procedure he was actually in for. Sharon went out on her TV show, the talk show that she does in the UK, and said she's taking a break from that to fly back to America to be with him as he underwent what she described as an operation that could change the rest of his life. And then yesterday or the day before, she came out and said that everything went well and Ozzy's doing okay, but she still hasn't told us what he actually went in for. And I don't know what the big secret is all about, because essentially we've learnt through a story in the New York Post that he had some pins removed and then replaced in his neck and back, presumably following that fall that he had a couple of years ago. But, you know, that's not confirmed. It's all very, very odd. But look, at least that surgery did go according to what Sharon said, according to plan. And I guess now we just wait to see what the outcome is.
Yes, yes, so true. Hey, look, the countdown, it's on to the Logies. Is really the Logies on Sunday? That snuck up.
Yeah, on Sunday night up on the Gold Coast yet again. Actually, the first time in 3 years that we've had the ceremony. They've pushed it back and back and back due to COVID. They're going all out for this ceremony this year. New venue across the road from where they had been doing it. 800 guests all in attendance on two different levels. Lots of different things going on. Jimmy Barnes will be performing there as part of the ceremony. And I've just had a look at the market with Sportsbet for the Gold Logie, because everybody likes to know who's going to win the Gold Logie and everybody tries to guess who's going to win the Gold Logie. We very rarely get it right. But they've actually got Hamish Blake as the outright favourite at $1.67, followed by Sonia Kruger at $5 and Melissa Leong from MasterChef at $6.50. And if you like a roughie, Karl Stefanovic is out at $13. So any one of them could win come Sunday night.
Carl, as a roughie, I do believe I know some people who know Carl and they'd agree with you that he's a roughie.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, you only have to look back to his post-Logies performance from a few years back that was very, very famous after he washed up after that Logies ceremony. So
he looked washed up too.
The description might fit with a few people.
Yeah, true. And gamble responsibility, of course. Gold Coast, really, really tough. Hey, Jayden, happy birthday.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for that. I'll catch up with you next week. That's our entertainment reporter, Jayden Forster. And yes, he is 21 again today. Well, we all say 21 again.